I was born August 29th, 1961, building CG3 South Ridge Road, which is on this lovely hill somewhere. I had the luxuries of being a citizen and growing up in a very interesting city, a city that did not teach me about racism or military or anything like that. It taught me, you know, common values, how to love and respect one another, how to respect my elders, how to grow up to be a decent mother and a good, you know, a good human being. And then I leave and I come home in 1990 and I'm looking at nuclear war. What is this? I mean, it was like a huge jump for me. So I come to you humbly asking for tutelage because I'm not a scientist. I have a basic education. And I'm a homemaker. I take pride in baking cookies and sewing right now. But let's talk about, first, national security. Let me go there first. If I could reconstruct national security, I think it would look a little bit like this. I'm going to have to go elders first. Those who fought in these wars that we've been taught about, preservation for them and their lives and their homes and their insurances and whatever else they need to get through the rest of life. And we, the young, serving at their beck and call. Education, health, housing, social services, okay. Employment, economic development, and I get to government last because I don't understand government. It's written one way, but when you watch government and you watch government's actions or those who we have allowed to become our leadership in government, their actions dictate the opposite of what we the people want or need. Now as a young person, I'm going to have to challenge you because you're supposed to be my mentors and my educators, and you teach me that I'm supposed to vote and I'm supposed to be civil. We've been civil, we've gotten past, you know, racism as in a community, and we're able to work together and talk together and meet together and do these kind of things. Then I want to know, in San Francisco, come election time and prior to election time, how much education are you going to do? Let me tell you about Hunter's Point. When I came home in 1990, my community was being pimped real hard. Politicians, fat pockets, anti-kickback contracts. And for someone who has a fourth or fifth grade reading level, you watch what I'm about to articulate to you. And if I can learn this, then I'm sure my elders can do just as well. I couldn't understand us electing an individual who came and basically bargained our city. I mean, he took pieces of land, he didn't give a damn whether it was a shipyard or whether it was a PG&E plant. He didn't care about our lives, our children, cancer, leukemia. I mean, come on, none of that mattered. It was just real estate money. That's all that mattered. And we the people brought him here. And we put most of these officials in their seats. So I don't understand how come that activity where it says recall, take you out, checkmate, you're not doing the job. See, that's when I find you the people to be lax. So when we got here in San Francisco, we got really scared. A bunch of children and I wanted to do some community gardens. We like to play in the dirt. We always did play in the dirt in San Francisco. So we got right behind the gymnasium and we started digging, and you know, it was just open land, we didn't know, and we hit these cylinders. And we panicked, because it chipped. And the kids were like, Teresa, Teresa, what is this, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know, don't touch it. When we started asking the directors of Park and Rec to tell us about it, all they could say was, Teresa, that was a military base. Teresa, that was a military base. Well, what does that mean? What's that green thing down on the ground? How many of them are there? What was inside of them? And once they broke, where did those things go? Now, we asked those questions in 1990. When that fire took place in the shipyard, all of that became heaven. Oh, my God. Now we have to know everything. So now we have an overload of information, large words. We have no idea what they are. We have all of our city government scrambling to be crooked and not address the problem. The word, what is it, comprehensive or to form a collaborative or something of that nature. San Francisco city government doesn't know the definition of it. And we, the people who live here and who vote here, need to fix that. And we need to send a message throughout the nation. This city has, how should I say it, all eyes on us. We're very looked at. It's time for us to do some, you know, civil disobedience, if that's what it takes, to get San Francisco to do what we need to do. And scrutinize who we put into office a little bit better. Don't do it because you like the person or he promises you a good deal. You have us to think about, and we have you to take care of. We have children, and we're still making babies, and they're going to inherit all of what we do. And that's how I'm looking at all of you right now. I've inherited this, how should I say, let me use that word, Star Wars, as this man keeps saying, the Star Wars world. We didn't have TV like that. We didn't watch this kind of violence and foolishness. So all of this is ignorant. In my house today, we still don't watch, so I'm still ignorant. But let's talk about some more positive effects that we can do. Residents of public housing, since we're the most talked about people in San Francisco, and the conversation around public housing residents is extremely negative. We're trifling, lazy, shiftless, nasty, don't want to work. Excuse me, I beg to differ. I do believe if I look to my right over here, that she's going to comment for me on this one. My ancestors worked their nannies off in this city to make this a city. And we inherited that same work attitude, except government, crooked politicians, and those who might still possess a little bit of racism in their pocket, just isolated anything that had to do with brown-skinned people. If you were not of Caucasian descent, it wasn't happening for you. This went on for years. I remember being like 7 years old and seeing these words in my community, affirmative action. And I saw all these African-American people in line, but I was too little to understand what that meant. And just a few years ago, they just took away affirmative action. I'm like, okay, I can get the picture now. So a lot of you, I've had sisters approach me and say, you know, Teresa, when you speak, you're kind of hard on us when it comes to the racist subject. And all I ask of everyone who wishes to work with us, we haven't had a chance to be African-Americans yet. We've inherited everybody else's nationalities, origins. We had a Black Power movement, a civil rights movement, and we, the babies of the 60s, basically got pushed behind the skirt tails, protected, and we didn't feel the wrath. Pushed through the public school system, so we wasn't given the education. And then you want to know why your children are like they are outside now. Well, if you keep us in the jungle, isolated away from the information and the knowledge, what do you expect? You put guns in our hand in 1960, talking about Wild Wild West and shoot them up. What do you expect? Now you have Star Wars. You know, we just shoot you, what, 10 people at one time or 20 people at one time? So this is what society has put in the minds, not only of the young. Let's be clear about that. Because those young people on those streets have leaders. And their leaders are older than a lot of us in this room. And they guide those children, they bring those guns, they bring that dope in the night hours, park their trucks, distribute them, give the children their instructions, and they leave. They come back for one purpose, to collect their currency and go. They don't show up at a funeral, they don't show up at a hospital bed. They pimp our children, they manipulate them out of the mother's homes. They made sure that there were no men in the homes, as we can look at the whole jail rape thing going on here, you know. So we are without men, yes, that's okay, we're gonna do this. Let's flip. 1991, when we got here, this place had been emptied for some reason. Housing Authority proclaimed that they did what they call a comprehensive modernization. In English, that means gut the unit and put in new things. Well, I'm sure me and my residents, we're in the kitchen and we're outside kind of handling this for you. Our units are still the same, and we probably still have some of the 1945 toilets and some of the sinks, but it's okay, we're gonna work with that. The residents just decided, instead of going to the government and coming to the committee meetings and going to the RAV or the police department, we just said, you know, let's make some phone calls. We called Espinola and we called Jewel Green. We asked two questions. How do you organize the old-fashioned way? Is it possible for us to do it inside our community? The two answers were given to us. You organize from the back door. So that meant I didn't need to be up here on the podium talking to you. So I could go knock on my neighbor's door and do what I had to do. Five senior citizen women joined me in forming UJAMA. Her whole name is UJAMA Westbrook Hunters Point, Resident Council, Resident Management Corporation. Now, she's formed out of the 1937 Housing Act. And what UJAMA does and what we do, basically, we're a learning organization. We're constantly learning. We unite our families. We provide for our families by ourselves without too much government help. The only thing we get from them is a welfare check and some food stamps. And that's about it. Oh, and Medi-Cal. Occasionally. We have to pay for that from time to time. So we pool our resources together, our knowledge together, and we take care of ourselves inside of public housing. Beyond them trying to get rid of most of the housing stock, this development, and I want you really to pay attention because I notice a lot of you get upset when Housing Authority goes for these HOPE 6 grants, home ownership grants. A HOPE 6 should never be okay unless the people who are the HOPE 6 clients, us, have actually gone through the training and we submit the application and the grant. Housing Authority just gives us a piece of paper saying, here's an MOU, we support you. They're not supposed to be the lead agent, they don't have to be. But if you notice, Housing Authority always decides which public housings are going to be HOPE 6. And they go for the most expensive piece of real estate. And the only way we can fight them is if you join forces with us and we say no. No more HOPE 6. No more getting rid of public housing. And for those of you who look at the new sites like Bernal or what else have they built? Hayes Valley. I have pictures when Hayes Valley was demolished. I wanted to know, when you lay a foundation for a new piece of property, you know Hayes Valley had the rats and the roaches that could talk to you and boogie with you. If you put a new piece of construction on top of that same soil with no foundation, don't you think that the rats and the roaches is coming back? So you know all those people that spent all that money to get in Hayes Valley? They're going to have extra house guests that don't pay rent. I'm going to summarize real quick. UJAMA is a grassroots organization. It's just a bunch of mothers in public housing. And all over the place, actually, we have a big support team of professionals that joined us, and they kind of provide us with the technical support we need. They don't try to lead us, and that's very important. When you come into our communities and you want to help, do not try to lead, because we're the most rebellious children you ever seen in your life. We'll leave you standing right there by yourself. So most of the technical support we have is architects, landscape engineers, topographical surveyors. I mean, we have them all. And before Maurice Campbell came into our life, these people had introduced us to the contaminations in our community. And then we want to thank Maurice for taking us to the next level. Although he scared the life out of us because he started speaking a foreign language we didn't understand. We had dictionaries like, what are you talking about? Maurice came to us and said, you know, let me tell you about science. And he broke it down and he made us understand how contaminated the community was. And when I say community, now I want to talk about our nation, not just San Francisco, not just Hunters Point Hill. Those are the scientists and the engineers who's going to work on that. My job is to mobilize my community so that we can clean our environment and have a better community. So I'm going to ask all of us to pitch in to form an alliance that makes one for San Francisco, and let's work on cleaning up our city. I don't want to spend too much time crying about, you know, all the loss we're taking, because as there's loss, you know God is replacing that. And we're constantly going to have a new set of people to take care of. So with all due respect, let's work together on cleaning up our community. And some of us get together to go down there and beat up the politicians. Maurice Campbell, I nominate y'all to be the politicians. See you later.